Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Remember that fact, ladies. Remember that Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, and for this reason. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And listen, you get the top U.S. government grades of beef. Yes, it's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So you get better value in top-grade beef. Let's take a Kroger cut chuck roast as an example. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat. You're bound to get a better value because you get more solid meat, only a minimum of bone. No matter which you prefer, steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste in Kroger cut beef. But make that discovery for yourself. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store and make it a rule to buy Kroger cut beef. It gives you more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Freddie and Nora Lang have been married for over a month, but like a lot of young people, have not yet been able to move into a place of their own. But like a lot of young people in love, it doesn't matter to them where they are because they're happy. It's late afternoon in the Gibbs home, and Nora says to Freddie,
"Oh, crickets, but I'm nervous about something, Freddie. You won't laugh at me if it doesn't work out, will you?"
"Well, if what doesn't work out, Nora?"
"Well, you know that cake you said you liked so much?"
"Sponge cake?"
"Uh-huh."
"You mean you made a sponge cake?"
"Well, I put it together the way the book said, but Freddie, the cookbook doesn't cook it, and I'm scared."
"Sponge cake, huh? Well, now I know I married the best girl in the world."
"But what if it's no good?"
"Oh, it'll be great. Well, you've been cooking all your life, haven't you? Sponge cake should be a cinch."
"That's what I'm afraid of, that it'll be a cinch instead of a sponge."
"Well, when is it going to be done, huh? You know, I could use a hunk right now."
"It won't be done for a little while yet, and you can't have any until dessert. It's for dessert."
"Well, why do I have to wait until dessert? Why can't I have some before dinner?"
"Mm-mm, no, we won't."
"Oh, come on, be a sport, will you? You know, it isn't fair to bake a guy a cake like that and then starve him out until it's time to eat it."
"I want you to be starving until it's time to eat it."
"Well, that's a fine thing. All right, why?"
"Because if you're hungry, it's bound to taste, well, almost good anyway."
"Oh, Nora, what you worried about, huh?"
"About what I didn't put in it. I'm sure I left something out."
"You did? Well, then you better run right out there in the kitchen and stick it in real quick."
"A lot of good that'll do now."
"Well, look, what'd you forget? The sponge?"
"How'd you guess?"
"Ah, you're a good kid, Crickets. I'm never going to be sorry I married you."
"Even if the sponge cake is a flop?"
"Nope, because then I'll just be sorry that you tried a sponge cake."
"Oh, Freddie, you make me feel better. I was afraid it would mean the end of us."
"What, let a sponge cake come between us? I should say not. I'd like to divide one between us, though."
"Freddie, you're sweet. You know that I'm worried you make a joke out of it." "Oh, thanks a lot, Freddie. Oh, you're the most wonderful person in the world."
"Oh, no, I'm not a person. Huh? I'm a husband."
"Well, isn't a husband a person?"
"Well, not to his wife, he isn't. Why, he's something special.
Oh.
Not a person, not a guy, not a fella. But he's a husband." "Husband. Sounds kind of funny when I call myself that."
"Does it seem funny when you think of me as a wife?"
"Well, no, because, well, that's the way I like to think about you, as a wife. My wife, not anybody else's, just mine, all mine." "Mm-hmm." "Though I do have to share you a little bit with your dad, huh?"
"Freddie."
"Yeah?"
"I'm worried about Daddy."
"You worried about him?"
"Mm-hmm."
"Why?"
"Just worried, that's all."
"Oh, he's okay."
"You know he isn't, Freddie. He didn't give us the farm just as a wedding present. He gave it to us because
he wanted to have the fun of giving us something while he was still alive. Now, I know that to be a fact. But Nora, he's going to be around for a long time yet, a good long time.
Freddie, you don't know Daddy the way I do.
I know he's a hard-working guy. But he looks good. And he seems like the kind of a guy who can take working hard.
But he's not, Freddie. He wasn't lazy all the time because he didn't want to work. Something was wrong with him that kept him from being able to work.
Oh? Well, I didn't know about that, Nora.
Well, I didn't know about it either because he told me, but I've seen him and watched him, and I know something's wrong. Oh, Freddie, I'm frightened about Daddy. I don't want to lose him. I don't want anything to happen to him now that he's just
starting
getting...
It's starting to rain out, Aunt Laura.
Oh, hello, Julie.
Hi there, Julie. Starting to rain, huh?
Yes, Uncle Freddie. So I'll have to play inside the house.
You didn't realize that the last time it started to rain, Julie.
That was different, Aunt Nora. I wanted to get wet.
Oh, that was different, huh?
You mean you were promised a spanking the next time you stayed out in the rain.
Hey, Nora, it is starting to rain.
Oh, Freddie, I just remembered I have some things on the line. Oh,
you don't
you
have
go...
to tell me. I'm already on my way out to get them.
You better not get wet, Uncle Freddie, or you'll get a spanking.
Not me, Julie. I'll duck between the drops where it's dry.
Uncle Freddie is silly, isn't he, Aunt Nora?
Yes, he is sometimes, isn't he?
I like him because he's silly.
You do?
Most everybody else is so serious and grown up.
Well, don't you think Uncle Freddie is grown up?
Yes, but he's a little boy grown up.
Oh.
When I get grown up, I want to marry someone like Uncle Freddie. It'll be lots of fun.
Freddie is a lot of fun, Julie.
Is it fun for you married to Uncle Freddie?
Mm-hmm.
Why did you marry him?
Because I'm in love with him.
What's being in love?
What's being in love, Julie? Well, that's pretty hard to describe. Love is a feeling more than anything else, Julie, just as sadness is a feeling and pain is a feeling.
Is being in love like hurting your finger or falling down the steps and bumping your head?
Sometimes I think it is.
That doesn't sound like fun. I don't like to cut my finger or fall down the steps and bump my head. It hurts.
Well, love is a little different, Julie. As I said, I don't know quite how to explain it, but it's a wonderful feeling instead of a bad one.
Cutting your finger isn't a wonderful feeling. And if being in love...
Oh, crickets,
like that...
I guess I shouldn't have started that business about cutting your finger. It really isn't like that at all, Julie.
Who cut whose finger?
Oh... No one, Freddie. I was just trying to tell Julie what it's like to be in love.
Oh, and it's just like cutting a finger, huh? Well, that's great.
I guess I didn't do a very good job of telling her, did I?
You sure didn't. Oh, here's the wash.
Oh.
Where do I put it?
In the basket there, Freddie. I'll iron it later.
Okay.
Thank you.
Uncle Freddie?
Yeah?
What's being in love?
Being in love, Julie?
Uh-huh. What's it like?
Well, let's see. Oh, it's like having a lollipop that lasts forever. Like having ice cream and cake three times a day. Like never having to eat spinach or never having to do anything you don't like to do.
Honest, Uncle Fred?
Mm-hmm.
Honest?
Yep.
Is it that wonderful?
Oh, it's even more wonderful than that.
Oh, no wonder people like to be in love. Everybody likes lollipops and not eating spinach.
That's right, Julie.
Hey, that rain's really going to turn loose a waterfall pretty soon.
Oh, crickets, and all the windows in the front of the house are wide open.
Gosh, and I forgot to run up the windows on Penny's car, too.
Oh, golly.
May I help? May I, Aunt Nora?
Yeah, sure, Julie. You can help me with the windows,
huh? Well, there it comes. It's plenty wet, too. Ah, well, we shouldn't gripe, Nora. We need this rain out there on the farm. So you can just count every one of these raindrops as another dollar bill.
Aunt
Penny.
Oh, hello, Julie. Come on in.
What are you sewing?
Nothing important, darling. Just fixing a few seams in an old dress.
Oh. I learned something today, Aunt Penny.
Oh, you did, hmm?
Uh-huh.
Well, that takes care of that. What'd you learn today, Julie?
What it's like to be in love.
What?
I'll pick up the scissors, Aunt Penny.
Oh, thank you, Julie.
Here you are.
Well, thank you, darling. What did you learn about today, Julie?
What it's like to be in love.
Yes, I thought that's what you said.
Uncle Freddie told me.
Oh, I see.
It's wonderful being in love, Aunt Penny. I'm going to be in love someday.
I'm sure you are, darling.
Do you like lollipops, Aunt Penny?
Oh, yes, as I remember them, I do. What brought that up?
That's what being in love is like, Aunt Penny. Having a lollipop that lasts forever. That's what Uncle Freddy said. And he knows, doesn't he?
Yes, darling, he certainly does. So that's what he told you love is like,
huh? Uh-huh. And it's like not having to eat spinach, too. Love is everything wonderful, I guess. Isn't it, Aunt Penny?
Yes, darling, it is. Love is the most wonderful thing in the whole world. Well, I better get the seam in this other dress fixed while I have the time.
Aunt Penny?
Yeah?
Where's Uncle Barry?
Away.
But he was so happy when he was here. Why'd he go away?
He had to, Julie.
Why?
Because the lollipop didn't last forever the way we thought it would.
Why?
It just didn't, darling. Something happened.
Oh. Aunt Penny.
Mm-hmm?
Is Uncle Barry coming back?
I don't know.
Did he do to you what Mommy did to me? Did he run away and never want to see you again?
No, Julie, he wants to see me again.
But he doesn't write you letters. And Mommy doesn't write me letters.
Uncle Barry did write once. Of course, I haven't heard from him for some time, but I think I will soon.
Will he say he's coming back again?
I don't know, darling.
Do you want him to come back?
Yes, Julie, I do.
Does he want to come back?
Yes, Julie, he wants to. And I'll tell you something, darling. He will come back. And things will be just as they were before he went away. Just the same as they were before.
How were they before?
Like having that lollipop. Just as your Uncle Freddy said, a lollipop that lasts forever.
And never having to eat spinach.
And never having to eat spinach. I know in my heart he'll come back.
How do you know things in your heart, Aunt Penny?
You don't really, Julie. It's just an expression. What it means to know deep inside of you that a thing is so. And to have faith in what you know. And to believe in the person you love. And the love you have for that person.
With her heart so completely given to Barry Carlton, will Penny Gibbs always suffer the sorrow of an unrequited love? Or is there hope for a brighter future than the promises of the present? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Right, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Take a Kroger cut round steak or roast, for example. The Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat before the steak or roast is weighed and priced. You get a minimum of bone, and you get top U.S. government grades of beef. Beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. But visit your neighborhood Kroger store and see for yourself. Remember, whether you buy a steak or a roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. Ladies, make plans right this instant to visit your neighborhood Kroger store, the only place you can buy Kroger cut beef. Surprise and delight your family with a delicious and juicy steak or roast. And remember, in Kroger cut beef, you get more meat for your money, because the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you more meat, less waste. Make it a rule to get Kroger cut beef at your neighborhood Kroger store. Be sure to join us again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.